ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, we have פרשת ניצבים. It's a very short פרשה. Actually, the בעל התורים, he tells us at the beginning of next week's פרשה, פרשת וילך. Next week is going to be next year, בעזר השם יתברך. So he tells us over there, he says that whenever Rosh Hashanah, he brings to mind Pat Bag HaMelech, whenever Rosh Hashanah falls Monday or Tuesday, then we split Parashat Vayelech, we read Parashat Nitzavim on its own, and Parashat Vayelech by itself. So this year, Rosh Hashanah is going to be Be'ez Hashem Monday and Tuesday, Shebo Alenu Lachayim Tovim and Shalom. So we have Parashat Nitzavim alone, and Parashat Vayelech, next week Be'ez Hashem Yitbarach. Now we have Parashat Nitzavim, always we read Parashat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Like the famous Zohar HaKadosh that everyone quotes, Zohar HaKadosh says, "Atem nitzavim hayom kullechem." What does it mean hayom? Zohar says, anywhere it says the word hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the pasuk here is saying, "Atem nitzavim hayom kullechem." That's on Yom Rosh Hashanah. Kullechem lefnei Hashem elokechem. All of us, we have to stand on a trial in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Rosh Hashanah. Kol ba'i olam aubrim lefanav kibnei meron, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges every single person. That's what happened. Hayom harat olam, hayom yamid b'mishpat, kol yisurei olam. Everyone, milon ufkat ki yom zeh. Everyone judged on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the pasuk is saying. Atem nitzavim hayom kolechem, standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom ad-din. Rashechem, shabtechem, zikneichem, v'shotrechem, kol yish Yisrael. Everyone standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be judged on Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at our actions, and based on this, we're going to write us in Sefer HaChayim v'Shalom. All of us should have a good year Be'ezrat Hashem, and all the other years as well Be'ezrat Hashem. We have also the Gemara. Every year we tell you that Gemara Masechet Megillah, the end of Masechet Megillah, the Flamed Aleph, the Gemara says that Moshe Ezra Sofer, actually, he was metaken for Am Israel that we should read Parashat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Gemara says over there that Ezra Sofer was metaken that we should read Parashat Kitavo, the Kilalot Shebmishne Torah, we have to read it before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Tichle Shana Vikilaloteha. Comes along Tosafot over there. He says, they ask in Beit HaMidrash of Rabbi Nisim Gaon, said, what are you talking about Parashat Nitzavim? If you want to start the new year, Tichle Shana Vikilaloteha, you want to finish with the Klalot, and then to start a new year with something new, so the Chaura, why do we have to read Parashat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah? We could have started right after Parashat Kitabo. We'll have Rosh Hashanah right after Parashat Kitabo. Then Parashat Nitzavim, we'll read it next year after Rosh Hashanah. Eli, he explains over there at Tosafot, he said, no, Chachamim, they wanted us to read one parasha that does not have to do anything with the Kelalot. We're going to finish everything with the Kelalot at Parashat Kitabo. Then you're going to read parasha not dealing with the Kelalot, Parashat Nitzavim, Hayom Kulechem. We should have a week of separation, Kibyachol, between the Kelalot and Rosh Hashanah. That's why you have to read Parashat Nitzavim always. We read it before Rosh Hashanah. And the question I saw in Farshim, they asked, said, L'chaora, the word Atem, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem, L'chaora, the word Atem, it's extra. What was wrong if the Pasuk would have said, Kulechem Nitzavim Hayom Lefnei Hashem Elokechem, Rashechem Shabtechem, everything is clear. Nothing's missing without the word Atem. Why hear the Pasuk saying, you are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of you, Kulechem. L'chaora, it's redundant. It's enough to tell me, Kulechem Nitzavim Hayom Lefnei Hashem Elokechem. What's the word Atem? That's what we have to understand. And also the word Hayom, it's also extra. He was talking to them. Atem Nitzavim Kulechem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem, Rashechem, Shabtechem, Zeknechem, Shotrechem. We write that we mentioned from Zohar HaKadosh that here the word Hayom, it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. But really, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk said, Shiviti Adonai Lenegdi Tamid, Kimi Mini Belamot. Every day, every second, the person has to imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyachol is watching over him. So we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in Rosh Hashanah, not only Hayom. Every single second, every single moment, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why that the Pasuk is mentioning, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem? Chaora, why do you need the word Hayom? Because we're always standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need the word Hayom. Also Rashi tells us later on in Pasuk Yud Bet, Rashi says, ומדרש עד כאן פירשתי לפי פשוטו של פרשה. ומדרש אגדה, למה נסמכה פרשת אתם נצבים לקללות? Why the Torah wrote פרשת נצבים right after the קללות? לפי ששמעו ישראל 100 קולות חסר 2. לפי ששמעו ישראל 100 קללות חסר 2, חוס ממתת שבתורת כהנים, אז הוריקו פניהם ואמרו, מי יוכל לעמוד באלו? So עם ישראל, after they heard all the קללות, 98 קללות מפרשת כתבו, עם ישראל כביכול, they got scared. So they told משה רבנו, who could stand in front of all these קללות? So משה רבנו התחיל משה לפייסם, אתם נצבים היום כולכם, הרבה חסתם למקום ולא עשה אתכם כליה. והרי אתם קיימים לפניו. So משה רבנו, he came כביכול to calm עם ישראל down. He told them, don't worry, even though you heard all the קללות, take a look at yourself. You did a lot of habirot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't destroy you, Hasu Shalom. He's still alive, Baruch Hashem. So, and he continues, he tells them, Hayom, and atem nitzavim hayom kulechem, kayom hazeh, shehu kayam, vehu ma'afil u'meir, kach ha'ir lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vekach atid lehair lachem. Vehakilalot vehyesurim mekayamin etchem, u'matzibim etchem lefanav. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was telling Am Yisrael, same way the day, in the morning, they have daytime, they have the sun shining. At night, it's dark. But don't worry, tomorrow the sun's going to rise again. The same way the sun's going to rise again every morning. כך העיר לכם והוא עתיד להעיר לכם. You don't have to worry about this. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he gave you light, he gave you all the ברכות, and he's going to continue giving you all the ברכות. You don't have to worry about it. והקללות והיסורים מקיימים אתכם ומצבים אתכם לפניו. That's what Rashi is telling us here. And also this we have to understand why Rashi is comparing the same way the day is ma'afil u'me'ir. At night gets dark, but don't worry. Next day the sun's going to shine again. Same thing's going to happen with you. Even the person does abirot, he goes through nighttime, hasa shalom, he gets some sarot. But he said, the sun's going to shine, don't worry. So why he comparing it to the day, that also we have to understand. And what's all Rashi all talking about? Am Israel, they got scared after they heard all the kilalot. Moshe Rabbeinu calming them down. He told them, don't have to worry. You also did a lot of habirot, and Hashem didn't do anything with you. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Am Israel? What is he telling them? You don't have to worry about the kilalot. Hachaim said, Kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu batran, batru b'nei me'av, chas v'shalom. Hachaim said that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says in Parashat Kitabo, if the person is not going to keep the mizvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the kilalot are going to come on him. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Am Israel? Don't worry about the kilalot. It's nothing. Why? Because you also did a lot of abirot and nothing happened to you. So what's he telling us? That don't worry, do abirot. All the kilalot is not going to come to you. Chaura, what's he telling us? That the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be fulfilled? Hasu Shalom. What's he telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu? This also we have to understand what Rashi is saying here. And later on, the Pasuk said that if a person after is going to hear all this kilalot, ויתברך בלבבו לאמור שלום יהיה לי, כי בשרירות לבי אלך למען שפות ערבה תצא מאה, זה לא יובש שם שלא אחלו. חאורה, what the Pasuk saying? When a person is going to hear all this kilalot, and he said, שלום יהיה לי, only good is going to come to me. So what are we talking about? רשעים here we're talking about? If after they heard all the kilalot, and the person is going to say, Shalom yali, you don't have to worry about all this kilalot. Ki bishrirut li bielech. I'm going to do whatever my heart desires, I'm going to do it. Don't worry about all the kilalot. I'm not worried about it. So what is he telling them? That if there is, Hasva Shalom, one of you is going to think that all the kilalot is not going to come to him, after he's going to hear all the kilalot, he's going to say, Shalom yali, ki bishrirut li bielech. I'm going to do whatever I want. Then Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Lo yobei Hashem selo achlo. Hashem is not going to forgive you." But why is he telling them like this? If he's talking to people who are tzaddikim, of course they know that all the kalalot are going to come if they're not going to listen. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? Shalom yali, the person, if one of you is going to say, even after the kalalot, shalom yali. Something's missing here. And also the pasuk said, "V'haya b'shomo et debrei ha'ala hazot." What does mean et debrei ha'ala hazot? The words of this kilalot. What does mean debrei ha'ala hazot? What was wrong? The Torah could have said, "V'haya b'shomo et ha'ala hazot." V'itbarach v'abo lemor. What's it debre ha'ala hazot? The words of this kilala, of this curse. And Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you answer them? Lo yobei Hashem se lo ahlo, ki az yashan af Hashem v'kunatu ba'isha. Oh, Hashem is not going to forgive him. And Hashem is going to get angry at that person who's going to say such a thing. V'rab tzabbo kol ha'ala ha'kituba b'sefer hazeh. All the klalot that are written in Sefer Torah, they're going to come upon him. So the pasuk here is saying, V'rab tzabbo kol ha'ala ha'kituba b'sefer hazeh, that it's written in this Sefer. Why the Torah have to say "Debrei ha'ala ha'kituba b'sefer hazeh"? We're talking about this kilalot. So chaura, the word ha'kituba, it's also extra. V'rab tzabbo kol ha'ala she'b'sefer hazeh. What does mean ha'kituba b'sefer hazeh? U'maha Hashem teshuvu matachat ha'shamayim. Chaura, the word ha'kituba, it's also extra. They started off with saying "Debrei ha'ala hazot," the words of this kilala. Moshe Rabbeinu is answering them back. The way the kalala is written is going to be fulfilled. These two words, debrei ha'ala and the ketubah, is also extra. So we start with Ezra Hashem Itbarach. We have Midrash Rabbah. We read that Midrash a few weeks ago. And here in Parashat Re'eh, Midrash Rabbah, Parashat Dalet, Siman Aleph, Halakha. אדם מישראל, מהו שיהיה מותר לו לקרות את תוכחות בקריאות הרבה? Could we split the קללות, the תוכחות מפרשת כתבו? Could we split it among two, three עולים? Or one עולה has to get all the קללות? The מדרש answers, כך שאנו חכמים, אין מפסיקים בקללות, אלא אחד קורא את כולם. One person should get all the קללות. למדונו רבותינו, למה אין מפסיקים בקללות? אמר בחיה בר גמדה, לפי שכתוב, מוסר אדוני בני אל תמאס, ואל תקוץ בתוכחתו. It means, what does mean, אל תקוץ בתוכחתו? אל תעש את התוכחות קוצין קוצין, אלא אחד קורא את כולם. One person should read all the קללות, don't cut into pieces, split it among three or four עולים. One person should read the whole thing. דבר אחר, למה אין מפסיקים בקללות? אמר ביהושע דסכנין בשם רבי לוי, קדוש ברוך הוא says, כתבתי על כיבודי עמו אנוכי בצרה. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with Am Israel whenever they go through trouble. Hashem is with us. Amo anochi b'tzara. So he said, "Ein shurat ha'din sheyu banay mitkallelin v'ani mitbarech." It's not fair that I'm gonna get berachot when every ole is gonna go up to the Sefer Torah is gonna say beracha. Baruch ata Hashem Hashem b'harbanam kol amim is blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki bechol Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting blessed, and what is he gonna read? The curses to Am Israel. Chaura, it's not fair. If my kids are getting kilalot, I'm not supposed to get beracha. So let's see what the Midrash is saying. Ein karui v'karui she'en barech shte berachot lefaneha ulahareha. That's why ahad koreit kulam. But the Mefarshim, they explain, said, Chaura, why you want to leave the kilalot to one person? Chaura, split it among few people. The Midrash, he answered that because every Oli has to say beracha, it's not fair. Hashem's gonna get berachot. Am Israel gonna get kilalot. Chas v'shalom. That's why one person should get the whole thing. But the Mefarshim explain more. So the pasuk in Tehillim says, "Emrat Adonai tzerufa, magen hu lechol ha'osim bo." What does mean Emrat Hashem tzerufa? Hachim tell us that the whole Torah we have it in a way that's written the way we could understand it. But really, that tziruf, the letters in the Torah, it could have different combination. The way that here the Torah we have it, the Yerid ve'amar dor aharon b'nechem asher yakum mi'acharechem, we see the words, but the deeper meaning of the words could be that it has different, totally different meaning. What do I mean?
We have Gemara Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara tells us over there who wrote which sefer. Sefer Yehoshua, Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Daniel, who wrote all these Sefarim in the Tanakh. The Gemara here goes in discussion who wrote every Sefer. But here the Gemara comes, we'll get our point. The Gemara says, Baba Batra, Daftet Vav Amud Alef. The Gemara said, Amar Mor, Yehoshua Ketab Sefro, Wishmone Psukim Shebet Torah. Yehoshua Ben Nun, he wrote Sefer Yehoshua, obviously. And he wrote the last 8 Pesukim in the Sefer Torah. Who wrote them? Yehoshua ben Nun. So the Gemara continues, Tanya keman de'amar shmoni pesukim shebetorah Yehoshua ketaban. So we're going to bring you proof that the Braita supports that opinion, that the last 8 pesukim was written by Yehoshua ben Nun. The Tanya, Vaya Moshe Moshe Ebed Adonai. Efshar Moshe Hai Vichatab Vayamot. So who wrote these eight psukim that they start with Vaya Moshe Moshe Ebed Hashem? Moshe died. Who wrote this pasuk? Moshe died. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. He was alive and he was writing. Oh, Vayamot Cham Moshe Abed Hashem. How could that be? If he's alive, how could he write Vayamot Cham Moshe Abed Hashem? Cannot be. If Shar Moshe Hai B'Chatab Vayamot Cham Moshe, Ela not cannot be. Ela Ad Kan Katab Moshe. Mekan Ve'Elach Katab Yehoshua. Can the prayer be Yehuda? Ve'Amar Na the prayer be Nehemiah. And that's the word of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nehemiah, whatever it is, said up to here, Moshe Rabbeinu was writing in the Sefer Torah. The last eight pasukim that it says, Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem, so on and so forth, these words, these eight pasukim, was written by Yeshua Ben Nun. That's his opinion, Rabbi Nehemiah's opinion. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, he disagreed with him. If Shear Sefer Torah, Hasir Otahat, Uchtib Lakoah, Het Sefer Torah, Zeh, Vesemtem Otom, Sad Aron, Berit Hashem, Elokechem. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he gave Am Israel, he told them, Lakoah et Sefer Torah, they should take this Sefer Torah and put it next to the Luchot. How could Moshe Rabbeinu call the Sefer Torah, if it's missing eight Pesukim? You're telling me that Yehoshua Ben Nun wrote it. When did he write it? After Moshe died. So when Moshe was alive, the Sefer Torah was missing eight Pesukim. So we know if the Sefer Torah is missing one letter, it's not called Sefer Torah, it's Pasul. So how come here the Torah is calling it, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Ben Israel, you should take this Sefer Torah and put it next to the Lelohot. How could he call it Sefer Torah if it's missing eight Pesukim? Cannot be. So what are you saying, Rabbi Nehemiah, that the last eight Pesukim Yeshua wrote them? It doesn't make sense. Ella, he asked him, okay, you have a good question. What do you have to offer you, Rabbi Shimon? You're questioning my Pirush. So you have, do you have any better pirush? Let's hear. He told him, I'll tell you. Ela ad kan kadosh baruch hu omer, u Moshe omer v'chotem. Mekan v'elach, kadosh baruch hu omer, u Moshe kotem b'dema. Kemo sh'ne'emar lehelan, v'yom elahem baruch m'pi v'ikra v'chola. So what is he saying here? He said, no, up to the last eight pesukim, kadosh baruch hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to write. Moshe was repeating the words and writing. But the last eight pesukim, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu what to write. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu what to write. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he was writing the last eight Pesukim with what? With tears in his eyes. That's what he says here. Moshe was writing them bedema. So what does it mean? Did he write Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem? Obviously. If he doesn't like the Pirush of Rabbi Nehemiah, why? Because it cannot be that Sefer Torah is missing eight Pesukim and Moshe Rabbeinu calls it Sefer Torah. Ela, for sure, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole thing. Now we have the question. How could he write Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem? So what is he telling us here? He said that he wrote them Bedema. So how is it going to help us if he wrote them Bedema? Chora, it's not going to help us because how could he write even Bedema? How could he write Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem? I don't know, it's a little bit hard to understand. I saw here the Ben Ishhaid and Ben Hoyada. He brings down here, he said, Vayish Mefarshim Bedma'ot Shelo Ketabam Velo Bedyo. כי היה זה ביום שבת, ואסור לכתוב בדיו. משה רבנו passed away on Shabbat, that's why he wasn't allowed to finish up the Sefer Torah with the dio, with the ink. Why? Because if you write two letters, you're already חייב. So how could he finish up the eight Pesukim? אלא, משה רבנו, the last eight Pesukim, he wrote them with the dema, with the tears. With the tears, he wrote the outline of the last eight Pesukim. ורק במשקים אסור לכתוב רק מדרבנן. Such a writing with the tears, it's אסור only מדרבנן. By the time of משה רבנו, there was no such a אסור. ועדיין לא גזרו רבנן בזה, פני שאין זה דבר המתקיים. ועתה יהושע אחר השבת, ועשה עליהם העברת קולמוס בדיו. So that's what he writes over here, and he continues here, the בן ישחי, he said, ובזה פרשו סימה דמעתי בנודיך, הלא בספרתיך. פירוש, אין אומרים במה נחשבים הדמעות, לכך אמר הלא בספרתך, ספר תורה שנכתב סופו בדמעות. So he said, רבנו של עולם, take a look at our tears that we are crying on our עוונות, so please forgive us. And if Hashem is going to tell us, listen, the tears, it's not דבר שמתקיים. Soon it's going to dry up, and it's not counted. I won't count the דמעות. So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sima Dema'adi Benoticha, and the proof, Halo B'Sefaraticha, take a look at your Sefer Torah, Rabbanu Shel Olam. Your Sefer Torah, how is it written? The last 8 Pesukim is written with the tears. So how could it be written with the tears? Well, obviously, it has meaning. Even though it's not Dabar Shem Mitkayim, eventually it's going to dry up, but it still has meaning because Sefer Torah was finished with these 8 letters that was written with the Ma'ot. That's what it says over here. And Ulfize said, "Tzarich lomar she'nishar roshe maktiba b'dema'ot ad ahar shabbat b'derech nes." V'az asa alehim Yehoshua abarat kulmus. So he said the letters, Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 8 pesukim, he wrote them with the tears, but the tears did not dry up in a miracle. Miracle happened. The tears did not dry up until after Shabbat. And after Shabbat, Yehoshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu already died. That means Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole thing. The last 8 pesukim, he wrote it with the dema, with the tears. That's what he tells us over here. And after Shabbat, Yehoshua ben Nun, he went on top of the last 8 pesukim with the regular ink. And that's how he finished up the Sefer Torah. That's what he explaining over here. But the first pirush that he said, still, even according to this pirush that he wrote with tears, the Chara still have the same problem. How could Moshe Rabbeinu write Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem, even with tears, you're going to tell me he wrote it, Devar Sheinu Mutkayem, but still, how could he write Vayam Ucham Moshe Abed Hashem if he's still alive? We came back to the same question of the Gemara. Ela, that's why here he brings down here in the first Pirush, Pirush Lashon Dimua, Rosel Omar, Otiot Me'orabot Zebaze, Ve'enam Halukim Letebot, Ve'ahar Shenaftar, Halekum Letebot, Ketub Lefaninu. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what does mean he wrote the last 8 pesukim bedema? Doesn't mean bedema with tears. No, he wrote bedema, dema. The word dema, it means arbub, like meleaticha v'dema'acha lo te'acher. So the word bedema, it means be'arbub. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote the last 8 pesukim of the Torah. The letters, the combination of the letters, doesn't say ve'ya mocha Moshe abed Hashem. It's a totally different combination. Different combination of the letters. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them. Now, Rabbi Shimon has a valid question. He told him, it cannot be that Yeshua wrote them because Moshe Rabbeinu, he called the Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. How could it be missing one letter and you're calling it Sefer Torah? He was missing 8 pesukim here. So what did he say? He said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything until the last letter of the Sefer Torah. But the last 8 pesukim, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them not the way that we have it today. In a different order. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, Yehoshua ben Nun, he wrote it for us to understand. He made from the letters that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in the last 8 pesukim, he made it for us, V'yamotcha Moshe Abed Hashem, and so all the 8 pesukim that we have it today. He sorted it differently. That's what Yehoshua ben Nun did. But really, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote every single letter. That's why he called the Sefer Torah. So that means, you see sometimes that the letters of the Sefer Torah, it could be written in one way, but you could explain it in a different way. Same way by Moshe Rabbeinu, the last 8 pesukim, it wasn't written the way we have it today. It was written in totally different combination, different order. Yeshua ben Nun, he made it like this for us to understand. But really, it was written totally different way. That's why you have the Mefarshim to explain. That's why the Kelalot, only one person should get the Kelalot. Why? Because whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ויהפוך השם אלוקיך לך את הכללה לברכה, השם wants to flip את הכללה to ברכה, we have to do different combination of the letters. So that's why you're not allowed to split the aliyah of the כללות to few people. Why? Only one person should read it because maybe you need to combine one letter from the beginning of the כללה to few letters from the end of the כללה to make them different words, sound like different words. So you need one person, he read the whole Kelalot. From this Kelalot, we could do a different combination, we're going to get Berachot. How are we going to get Berachot? I don't know. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to flip the Kelalot into Beracha, from the same exact letters, it's going to scramble the letters, and it's going to make us Berachot out of it. Same way the last 8 Pesukim in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write them as we have them today. Eli wrote them in different order. He wrote them old scrambled letters. Yehoshua ben Nun, he wrote it the way that we have it today. So here also the Kelalot, one person should read the whole Kelalot. Why? Because
Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how to fix and correct the right order to make from the same exact letters of the Kilalot to make them Berachot. That's why one person should get all the Kilalot. Why? Because Hashem wants to flip them into Berachot. So if that's the case, we found a way how we could flip the Kilalot into Berachot. How? By different combination of the letters. That's one way how Kadosh Baruch Hu could flip the Kilalot into Berachot. Other than that, simple pirush that we always tell you that Maran Ahidah brings down. He says that how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make from the Kilalot, is going to make Berachot. How is he going to make it Beracha? Chaura, each pasuk is very hard to understand. Each pasuk is clear Kilalala. How Hashem is going to make it Beracha? Maran Ahidah said, don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we just explained. Hashem could make a different combination of the letters. It's going to sound like Beracha. It's going to make it sound like Beracha. But he said just one example. Maran Ahidah tells us to take a look at the pasuk, Parashat Kitabot, pasuk Lamed Alef. Pasuk said, Shorecha tabuach le'enecha, ve'lo tochal menu. Hamorecha gazur lefanecha, ve'lo yashub lach. Sonecha netunot le'o yebecha, ve'en lecha moshiya. Chaura, all this pasuk is clear-cut kilala. It's a big curse. But Maran Ahidah said, this is just an example. ויהפוך השם אלוהיך לך את הכללה לברכה. Let's flip it. How should you flip it? So, very simple. Read the pasuk backwards. Same words. You don't have to get to different combinations. Same words, same pasuk. Just read it backwards. How you read it backwards? It said, מושיע לך ואין לו יבך נתונות צונך. It's already ברכה. לך ישוב ולא לפניך גזול חמוריך. ממנו תאכל ולא לעיניך תבוח שוריך. The same pasuk, if you read it straight forward, it's a kilala. You read it backward, it's beracha. So he said that's one example, he said the Maran Ahidah says. But we just explained that there are so many ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take the letter from here, letter from there, make a different combination, different words. That's going to look like kilala, it's going to sound like kilala. It's going to sound like a beracha. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make it. That's why one person should read the whole kilalot, because Hashem, he knows how to flip the kilalot into berachot and make a different combination to make it sound like berachot. That's one way. But we have also a different way how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make from the kilalot, it's going to make berachot. I saw here in the Zohar HaKadosh, brings down Parashat Vayishlach, Daf Kuf Samech Chet Amud Alef. He says, Yirtach hazeh tzilotah de'abhan kaymu alma. He said, in the zechut of the prayers of our forefathers, Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, in their tefillah, and their zechuyot, the olam standing. The world standing because of their zechuyot. All of us were relying on Hasdei Avot. Any time that we have a problem, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zechor le Abraham, le Ishaq, le Israel, abadecha. So their zechuyot, it's always with us, le olam. ולעלמי עלמין לאת נשי זכותה דייבהן. And forever, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to keep and remember for us the זכות of the אבות הקדושים. They're always with us. וזכרתי, ואף גם זאת בהיותם בארץ אויביהם, לא מייסתים ולא געתים לכלותם. וזכרתי את בריתי יעקב, הקדוש ברוך הוא, remember the ברית that he did and the זכות of the אבות הקדושים. And with their זכויות, Hashem is going to forgive us, Hashem is going to protect us. בגין זכותה דייבהן, אי הוא קיומה דעין לביתתה. Said on their zechiyot, the word standing. Here, standing on their zechiyot. And even more, and the zechut and the berit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Yaakov Abinu, that it's standing out from all the other zechiyot of Abraham and Yitzhak. ובגין כך, בשעתה דיעקו לבנוי דיעקוב, anytime the sons of Yaakov, Abinu, Am Israel, they're going through trouble, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ahmeko Medi Yuknadi Yaakov, Vehais Al Alma, Kimadi Atamir, Vizakharti et Beriti Yaakov, Yaakov, over there it's written, Malay with Vav, Amai Bevav, begin the Yehudi Yuknadi Yaakov Mamash. It says here that all the Zechiyot that Am Israel they go through, we get all the Zechiyot from Abot HaKadoshim, and especially because of Yaakov. Yaakov Abinu, that's why the Pasuk of Zachartit Beriti Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers, first of all, he remembers the Zechut of Yaakov Abinu. He said, like Rashi also said, Parashat Bechukotai, it's enough the Zechut of Yaakov to protect Am Israel. And if Yaakov Zechiot are not enough, you could combine with it the Zechut of Yitzhak. And if this is not enough, combine with it also the Zechut of Abraham, then for sure it's going to be enough. That's what the Farshim tell us, that this, these are the Zechiot that Kadosh Baruch Hu remember for us. I saw also the Hatam Sofer, he tells us in our parasha, Parashat Nitzavim, right at the beginning, he said, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem, said, Yesh Lefaresh, Lishnotef Shel Yaakov Avinu, how many years Yaakov Avinu lived? 147 years. וכתבו תוספות פרק הרבה פסחים, דפקוף יוזיין עמוד א', שכנגדן, we have 147 מזמורים in ספר תהלים. 147 מזמורים in ספר תהלים, after that we have 150. אלא, they have different combination. That's what תוספות are saying, that the first two פרקים, they are considered like one פרק. And they have a few פרקים that are combined together. תוספות say we have 147 פרקים in ספר תהלים. והם יכולים להגן על ממתת שבתורת כהנים וצדק חית שבמשנה תורה, שהם גם כן קוף ממזיין. He said, how many כללות we have in פרשת כי תבוא, last week's פרשה, we have צדק חית 98 כללות. And in פרשת בחוקותיי, 49 עבדי, have ממתת כללות. 49 plus the 98, you have 147. I said they have 147 in total kelalot, and Yaakov Abinu lived 147 years. He's gonna be mechaper on all the 147 psukim of kelalot that we had. That's what I said. Yaakov Abinu, we have 147 years lived. Keneged 147 kelalot, we have 49 parashat b'chukotai and 98 kelalot in parashat kitabo. Total 147, Yaakov Abinu is being mechaper on all these kelalot. That's the zechut of Yaakov Abinu, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying here, that the zechut of Yaakov, it's standing out, and it's protecting us from all these kelalot. And the reason why Yaakov Abinu Davka is mechaper on our kelalot, so we have here Gemara, when it says here, Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Alef Amud Bet, so the Gemara says here, the kelalot in Mishneh Torah, Kelalot in Parashat Kitabo, Belashon Yahid Amurot, Umoshem Pe Asmo Amaran. But Kelalot She Parashat Bechukotai, Belashon Rabim Amurot, Umoshem Pe Gibura Amaran. What does that mean? Rashi explains here. Moshem Pe Gibura Amaran, Venesa Shaliyah Lomar Kach Amar Di Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheare Amurot Belashon Venatati, Vefkaduti, Vishilahti, Mishe Cholet Beadol Asot. So the Kelalot in Parashat Bechukotai, there are in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibichol, they are written. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Kibichol, in the name of Hashem. V'natati, v'shillahti, v'efkadati, v'natati, and so on and so forth, Kibichol, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is talking. And they're all said in plural. Okay? How is it? In all plural, v'shillahti, v'hayasri, v'shikila etchem, v'ma'itat v'yemtechem. All the kelalot are talking to klal Am Yisrael. That's in Parashat Bechukotai. Ababli b'shne Torah, they're all written Lashon Yahid. Ketib yakecha Hashem, yadbek Hashem becha. Umoshe amaran me'elav. Im ta'abro al musvotav, hu yafkid alechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu in Parashat Kitabo, he said the kelalot on his own. He didn't say it in the name of Hashem. Of course, Hashem told him to say it, everything in the Torah, Hashem told him to write. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he wrote it in a way, it sounds like as if Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us the kelalot. He himself is telling us, it's all Lashon Yahid. If you're not going to keep the mitzvot of Hashem, Hashem's going to do this, Hashem's going to do this, Hashem's going to do that. He's telling us what Hashem's going to do. That's in Parashat Kitabo. But in Parashat Bechukotai, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, if you're not going to listen, Hashem's going to do so and so. Over there it says, "V'em lo tshme'u li, v'lo ta'asu l'ku davar mi'ale." Then I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm Kibichol is talking on behalf of Hashem. Kibichol. That's what it says over there in Parashat Bechukotai. And we have here now the Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra. The Gemara says here in Daf Pechet Amud Bet, "Amar b'Levi, bo reish lo kimdat haKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar v'dam." There is difference between whenever Hashem gives beracha or Hashem gives kelalala to human beings giving beracha or kelalala. How? HaKadosh Baruch Hu birech et Yisrael ba'asrim ushtayim v'kullilan b'shmoneh. Hashem, when he gave berachot to Am Yisrael, he gave us berachot from A to Z.
How? He said, Berechan ב-22, מאם בחוקותיי תלכו, אם נתיג ישמכם בעתם, ונתנה עשי עולה, ועשת את זה פריום, פרשת בחוקותיי, שם said, if you're going to listen to me, you're going to get all the ברכות. How did the ברכות start? אם בחוקותיי תלכו, with the letter Aleph, first letter in the Aleph bet. How did they end the ברכות? והולך אתכם קוממיות, קוממיות תף. So you have from Aleph to Tav. That the Berachot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, gave to Am Israel from A to Z. But the Kilalot, Kilalan b'shmone. How? Only eight letters. Meveim b'chukotai temasu, ad v'et chukotai ga'ala nafsham. From Vav to Mem. How many letters you have between Vav and Mem? You have eight letters. That's when the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kibachol, is giving Kilalot, giving curse to Am Israel. He make it small from Vav to Mem. But the Berachot from Aleph to Tav. Berachot are more. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. ואילו משה רבנו ברכן בשמונה וכללן ב-22. The opposite. When משה רבנו came to give ברכות to עם ישראל, he gave us ברכות in 8 letters, and he gave us כללות in 22 letters. How? ברכן בשמונה, ואם והיה, אם שמוע תשמע, that's פרשת כתבו, starts with the letter Vav, עד לעובדם. אלוקים אחרים לעובדם, Mem, from Vav to Mem, that's a berachot of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the kilalot, kilalan ב-22, ve'haya im lo tishma'a, and how did it end? Ad ve'in kone. It starts from Vav, it end with the letter He. So you make the whole cycle, from Vav, finish up the Aleph Beit until Tav, then Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet He. That's how we end up. That means, kibyachol, it sounds like from the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave too many kilalot to Am Israel. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he came to curse Am Israel, he cursed us with only 8 letters. But Moshe Rabbeinu, 22 letters he gave us. Chaura, Moshe Rabbeinu giving us more kilalot than Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the berachot, also the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us beracha with 22 letters, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave us beracha with 8 letters only. Why is it like this? Why Moshe Rabbeinu is adding more kilalot, Chas v'Shalom, to Am Israel? He likes that. Chas v'Shalom. And we have Rashi tells us in Parashat Kitabo that Pasuk said, "V'hayu shamecha asher al roshecha nechoshet, v'ha'aretz asher tachtecha barzel." That's what it says in the Pasuk. So Rashi explains over there that Moshe Rabbeinu hekel b'kelalot. He came to make the kelalot more lenient for Am Israel. That's what Rashi said. Long Rashi over there, and he tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu kibyachol he gave us discount on the kelalot. But we see from the Gemara, Chaura, the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Kilala with 22 letters. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Kilala with 8 letters. Chaura, how are we going to reconcile these things? So I saw here in Sefer Shemen Rosh, he quotes here the Hatam Sofer in Drashot. He says here's something beautiful. He says, "B'chatab marana Hatam Sofer b'drashotav, de'elu ve'elu d'brei Elokim Chayim." The words of Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu he was more lenient in the kilalot to Am Israel, and the Gemara and Baba Batra said Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 22 letters of kilalot, more than what the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us kilalot. Chaurat contradiction. Said no. Said there's no problem. Both of them are true. How is that? Ki le'olam ha'tochachot shebetorat kohanim kashim mehakilalot she'amaran Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom b'mishne Torah. He said the main kilalot. You're right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us kilalot in Parashat B'chukotai in 8 letters only, but over there, they are real kilalot. Parashat B'chukotai, they are real kilalot. That's why over there, he said that that's the main kilalot, kashim yoter mishel Moshe Rabbeinu. They are more hamur, they are more strict than the kilalot that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us in Parashat Kitabo. V'im yabo halila ha-kilalot ha-hema, lo yichlu la'amod bahem v'lzbol otam. If Hashem is going to bring all the kilalot in Parashat V'chukotai, no one would stand next to it. All the one kilalot worse than the other. Ha'ken ba Moshe Rabbeinu lebatzia harib v'hekel b'kilalot. He made the kilalot more than it. How did he do it? Ma'asa, hosif v'chafal b'mesparam, b'mespar memtet, ad mespar tzadik chet kilalot. Be'ofan, she'otan tzadik chet kilalot shel Moshe Rabbeinu, hema kmo memtet shel Torat Kohanim. אין לה שהקדוש ברוך הוא יביאם עליהם לאט לאט, בזה אחר זה, באופן שיוכלו לסובלן. He said, really, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right that he gave us
98 קללות מפרשת בכתבו, חאורה, it's more than what the קללות, הקדוש ברוך הוא גיבה, פרשת בחוקותיי. But he said, yeah, you're right. משה רבנו, all his purpose, משה רבנו, was כביכול splitting the קללות, את השם גיבה, פרשת בחוקותיי, splitting it, over there it was 49 קללות. Here he doubled the amount, he made it 98 קללות. Why? To make every קללה, it shouldn't come one shot. Why? Because one shot, חס ושלום, person cannot stand. Now you break the קללות into small pieces, then the person could take it, could manage, you know, with a half קללה, a little bit from the קללה, a person could take it. But to bring the קללות harsh, then no one could stand next to them. They said, that's why הקדוש ברוך הוא יביים עליהם לאט לאט, בזה אחר זה, באופן שיכלו לסובלם. וזהו שאמר להם משה, הקללות והיסורים מקיימים אתכם. כלומר, רבוי הקללות הם המעמידים אתכם. דהילב אחי, לא הייתם יכולים לסבול אותם. So that's what the words of the Hatam Sofer, who continues here in Shem Rosh, he said, היוצא לנו, דמשה רבנו, אף הוא כבש דרך קלה בגזירת העלות, על ידי שאוסיף הקללות למניין צדיק חט, באופן שממתת שבתורת כהנים התחלקו לקטעים הרבה, שכאשר יבוא ויחולו חס ושלום על ראש בני ישראל, יהיה בכוחם לסבול רוב הצרות ולא ימותו קורסולם חס ושלום. So that's what it says over here, that משה רבנו really came to bring the kelalot, to make it more lenient to Am Israel. So what they do? He split the kelalot into half. Instead of 49 hard kelalot, he made it 98 smaller kelalot. Small kelalot, a person could stand. Like the famous mashal, I always tell you, there was once a king, was walking with his son, and obviously he's walking with his people, and his son, he wanted to drink, he saw water, on the well, Be'er, Ma'yan, the Ma'yan, Ma'im, on the ground. So he wanted to bend down to drink. So the king, he told him, his father told him, it's not kabod, it's not mechubad for the prince to bend down to drink water from there. I'll tell a few of my servants to fill up a cup of water from there and give it to you to drink it. So the son, he told him, no, I want to bend down. I have more enjoyment drinking straight from there. The king told him, it's not proper for you to do it like this. So the king got a son, told him, I want to do it. His father got angry at him. He told him, if you're going to bend down, drink from there, you see that rock, huge rock, I'm going to throw it on you. It's going to kill him. So the son, he didn't listen to his father, the king. So he bent down and he drank water. Then now the father, the king, he didn't know what to do. If he's going to take that rock, he's going to throw it on his son, his son's going to die. But if he's not going to throw it, obviously he doesn't want his son to die. And if he's not going to throw it, what his advisors, what his people are going to say? This king, just like Parao, ma Parao gozer veino mekayem, he's also, he says something and he doesn't do it. So he has to keep up to his word. But if he's going to keep up to his word, his son's going to die. So what is he going to do? So he didn't know what to do. He asked his advisors, find me a solution. No solution. Until one of his advisors told him, listen, if you want solution, you could go only to the Hakamim. Hakamim, they found a solution from who knows where. So he came to one of the Hakamim. He told him, listen, you have 3 days. You have to come up with good solution. Not we need good solution. Then that Hakam, he was thinking 3 days. He met Shailat Halom, whatever. And then at the end, Bekitzur, he came to him. He told him, I found a good solution for you. He told him, you say that you want to throw this rock on your son. Did you say that you're going to throw the rock in one shot? He told him, I didn't say anything. So I said, no problem. Take that rock, grind it, make it into sand, and throw all the sand on top of your son. It's going to get dirty a little bit. It's going to go take a bath. It's going to take a shower afterwards. And khalas, that's it. So now you took all this rock, you throw it on your son, but he didn't throw it one shot. One shot's going to die. You split it into small pieces, then you're going to throw it on him. It's only going to get dirty a little bit. Probably it's going to have the few rocks. It's going to hurt him a little bit, but it's not going to die. That's the Mashal Hakim said. Here also similar. Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of Kadosh Baruch Hu has 49 kelalot in Parashat B'chukotai, all big kelalot, Moshe Rabbeinu, he split them in half. Don't bring the kelalot, Hasb Shalom, in one shot. Am Yisrael cannot take it. Please, Rabbeinu Shalom, split them, make them small tzarot, and give them, spread them among Am Yisrael. That's how it is said. And this fits perfectly with the prayer of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, that's what he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw here in Midrash Rabban, Parashat Veishlach, says in Parashat Ayin Hay, Siman Yud Gimal, the Pasuk said, V'revach tasimu ben eder u ben eder. That's what Yaakov Avinu told them before they met Esav. V'revach tasimu, what does mean V'revach tasimu ben eder u ben eder? So the Midrash asks here, Mahu V'revach tasimu, Amar Yaakov Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Im Yiyu Tzarot Ba'ot Al Banai, Lo Tabi Otam Zu Ahar Zu, Ela Arvach Lahim Tzarotahim. Please, Rabbanu Shel Olam, if you want to bring tzarot chas v'shalom to my kids, to Am Israel, don't bring them tzara one after the other. They cannot stand it. Bring them a little bit tzarot, split it a little bit, give them a break between one tzara to different tzara. Revach tasimu ben eder u ben eder. Beota sha'a, nasa Yaakov et aynav, v'ra'a et Esav she'u ba mirachok, v'tala aynav l'marom. So he cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu, b'cha u'b'kish rachamim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shamati filato. Hashem, he heard Yaakov's prayer. He promised Yaakov Abinu that he's going to save Am Israel, is going to save his kids. Am Israel, Hashem is going to save us. And who's Zichut? Zichut of Yaakov Abinu. Hada udhtib shin neymar. Ya'ancha Adonai beyom sara yisagibcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yaakov Abinu, in his zechut, Hashem is going to forgive us in our avonot. Hashem is going to take care of us b'zechuto of Yaakov Abinu. That's what it says over here. So that's what the Zohar Kadosh told us, that in the zechut of the prayer of the Avot HaKadoshim, Am Yisrael, we're standing in their zechuyot. We are here in this world only because of their zechuyot, and especially because of the zechut of Yaakov Abinu. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should give us the tzarot, give us a break between one and the other, give us small tzarot, don't give it one shot. Spirit, make it like sand, then throw it on Am Yisrael. Don't throw it on one big rock, Chas v'Shalom, Am Yisrael cannot take it. So he said, spirit. That all in the zechut of Yaakov Avinu, that's what we just read in the Midrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu that he's going to save us only b'yisagib Hashem Elohei Yaakov. That's, we have also a second way, how kibyachol, to be saved from all this kilalot. But we have also a third way, how to be saved from all this kilalot. We have a Baal HaTurim, tells us, he says then, right at the end of the kilalot, Parashat Kitabo, Baal HaTurim says, Beyeshibecha Hashem Mitzrayim Ba'oniyot, he says, Kavav Shemot Betuchacha. How many times Hashem's name is mentioned in Parashat Kitabu and the Kilalot, so 26 names. Kineged 26 Shemot Shebetfilat Shmona Esrei, I have 26 times of Hashem's name in the Amida. Chus Berkat Amanim, obviously, because it was added afterwards. Lehagen Mekavav Shemot Shebetuchacha. So he said you have 26 times of Hashem's name in the Kilalot, and these 26 names of Hashem's name is going to save us from all these Kilalot. That's what the Pasuk said, Rabot Ra'ot Tzadik, Umakulam Yitzilenu Adonai. He said 26 times of Shem Hashem Gematria 26. So, and it's mentioned in the Kilalot also 26 times. 26 times 26 is how much? He said, Rabot Gematria Ra'ot. Ra'ot is 676. That Rabot Ra'ot Tzadik, you have 676 words in the Kilalot, Parashat Kitabo, and Umakulam Yitzilenu Hashem. Shem Hashem that it's mentioned 26 times in the Kilalot is going to save us from the 676 words that are written in the Kilalot. We're going to be saved because of Hashem's name. So now we have Kibyachol, we have three different ways how to be saved from the Kilalot. Number one, we said, we have what? Number one, we said in the beginning that we have all the different combination of the Kilalot, Hashem could combine the letters of the Kilalot in different way to make it Berachot. That's number one, how to be saved from the Kilalot. Number two, Hashem is going to save us from all the Kilalot b'zchut Yaakov Abin, like what we just read in the Zohar HaKadosh. Number three, Hashem, that's written 26 times in the Kilalot, and 26 times 26, 676. We have 676 words in the Kilalot. Kineged 26 times of Hashem's name, Hashem's going to save us from all the Kilalot. So we have three ways how to be saved from all this kilalot. But the first way of we say that Hashem is going to combine the letters of the kilalot in different way, different combination to save us from them, that has to be done through Torah Shebe'al Peh. You cannot make different combination of the words of the Torah without Torah Shebe'al Peh. Torah Shebe'chtab, you see the words. That's the words that are written. So we need Hachamim, we need the Kedusha of Hachamim, we need Ruach HaKodesh, we need all the Brei Kabbalah. With the Hachamim, with their Kedusha, they get their holiness when they learn the Torah Shebe'al Peh. After they learn Torah Shebe'al Peh, then they find different way how to make a different order, to make the different combination of the words, to make it sound like Berachot. That's we need Torah Shebe'al Peh. From Torah Shebechtab, you see whatever is written next to you. It's written Kilala, it's written Kilala. So we said that you could combine the letters in different way, but you need Torah Shebe'al Peh to tell us how to combine it. And we have the Elkut Shemoni tells us Parashat Kitsa when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to bring the Luchot HaBrit. So it says over there that Midrash Elkut Shemoni says over there that how did Moshe Rabbeinu know when he was in Har Sinai 40 days and 40 nights, how do you know if it was daytime or nighttime? Moshe Rabbeinu Vayashev Bahar 40 Yom Ve-40 Laila. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know if it was daytime or nighttime? So Elkut Shemoni says, whenever Hashem was teaching him Torah Shebechtab, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it was the daytime. Whenever Hashem was teaching him Torah Shebe'al Peh, he knew it was nighttime. So you see that Torah Shebechtab is compared to a daytime. Torah Shebe'al Peh compared to a nighttime. So that's here maybe what Rashi said, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem. What does it mean? Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem. What does it mean Hayom? We said Rashi told us the same way the day is Ma'afil Umeir. The day in the morning is the sun shining. At night, the sun setting down. I said, don't worry, the next day the sun's going to shine again. So he said also, the words of the Torah that you see, you have kilalot, you have all the tzaddik het kilalot, parashat kitabo. He said, don't worry about this kilalot. Why? About hayom, atim sayim hayom kulechem. He said, hayom, Torah shebechtab. Good Shemoni referring to the Hayom Torah Shebechtab, because during the daytime Moshe Rabbeinu was learning Torah Shebechtab. He said Hayom, wherever you see the Kilalot in Parashat Kitavo, all these Kilalot could be combined different way because of Torah Shebe'al Peh. The same way the day is Ma'ir U'Ma'afil, same way also when Am Yisrael keeping them as both. Then he learned Torah Shebe'al Peh. Torah Shebe'al Peh could make the kilalot, make it different combination. As I said, you know, we need Torah Shebe'al Peh to teach us how to make the different combination to make it sound like Berachot. We needed that Torah Shebe'al Peh for this. So this, he said, for Torah Shebe'al Peh, he said, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulechem, even though you see next to you, it's all kilalot, but when you learn Torah Shebe'al Peh, Torah Shebe'al Peh is going to teach you how to make different combination to make it sound like Berachot. That's the first way how to give that we shouldn't be scared from the kilalot. Why? Because learning Torah Shebe'al Peh is going to protect us kibyachol. And that's the word hayom. And we said also the word atem, it's also extra. The word atem, tzavim hayom kulechem, we said also l'charat's unneeded. Because the pasuk could have said, kulechem tzavim hayom lefnei Hashem elokechem. Why do you have to say the word atem? Ela Hakim said the word atem, same letters of emet. Who do we have by emet? The 10 emet le'Yaakov. 10 emet le'Yaakov, that's the zechut. We said the zechut of Yaakov Abino, we're going to be saved from all these kilalot. So we said we have three ways to be saved from the kilalot. Number one, the different combination. That's what Moshe Ben was hinting to Am Israel. Atem nisarim hayom kulechem. Hayom, it's like Torah Shebechtab. It's going to be changed in different combination. If you're going to keep Torah Shebe'al Peh, you don't have to worry about the kilalot. Hashem is going to make the kilalot different combination. Sounds like berachot. That's the first option, the first way how to make the kilalot, turn them into berachot. Second way, we said they have the zechut of Yaakov Abinu. That's why we said atem, letters of emet, ten emet liyakob. The zechut of Yaakov, ya'ancha Hashem b'yom sara, yisagibcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. The zechut of Yaakov Abinu, you don't have to worry from the kilalot. Hashem is going to save us from all the kilalot. That's the second way. And we said the third way, that Hashem's Kibbechol is going to save us from all this Kilalot is what? Hashem's name that's written 26 times in the Kilalot. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, Atem Nasarim Hayom Kulechem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem. Standing in front of Hashem Elokechem, Hashem, the name of Hashem that is written 26 times in the Kilalot, this is going to save us from all this Kilalot. We said 26 times Hashem's name is going to save us from all the Ra'ot. Words of that we have in the Kilalot, Hashem's name is going to save us. That's why we have the three ways that we could be saved from all this Kilalot. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting for us, all these three ways. Now, after the person is going to hear all this introduction that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Am Israel, you don't have to worry about the Kilalot. Why? Because you have three ways how to be saved from the Kilalot. So if that's the case, now the person who might hear, he said, "V'haya b'shem'o et debreha ala hazot." What does it mean b'shem'o? He's going to hear all the kilalot. He said, "B'shirut l'bi elech, shalom yiyeli, ki b'shirut l'bi elech." I'm not scared. Why? Because we have three different ways. We have the chut of Yaakov. We have the different tziruf, different combination, and then we have the 26 times of Hashem's name. So all these things are going to save us from all these kilalot. So you don't have to worry about the kilalot. That's why Behaya Bashima it debreha ala azot. What does it mean debreha ala azot? Not the way it's written. It debre. He hears that Hachanim, they could make from the same letters of the Kilalot, they could make different combination to make it sound like Beracha. That's the words of Hachamim. They're gonna make different combination. Behaya Bashima it debreha ala azot is gonna hear the word that Hachanim, they're switching the Kilalot, making them into Berachot. He said, "Shalom yali. I'm not going to be scared. From now, I'm not going to be scared anymore. I have Baruch Hashem, we have Hakamim. They know how to flip it, flip the Kilalot, make them sound like Berachot." If that's the case, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Lo yobay Hashem selo achlo for that person, ki az yashan af Hashem v'kenato ba'ishahu v'rav sabo kol ha'alah ketubah b'sefer hazeh." He said, if you're going to think like this, that you want to do whatever your heart desires, and you're not scared from the Kilalot. Why? Because you have the three ways how to make the Kilalot into Berachot. He said, no. He said, V'rab sabo kol ha'ala ketubah b'sefer hazeh. Same way it's written, ketubah b'sefer hazeh. Same way it's written, Kilala, that's how is he going to get it. If the person is porei rosh v'la'ana and said, is b'shirirut l'bi elech, then he's going to get chas v'shalom od ha'kilalot, same way it's written. But if he's going to be scared from the Kilalot, he's going to do Teshuvah, then he said, you don't have to worry about the Kilalot. The whole purpose of the Kilalot is what? Is to make the person do Teshuvah. So if the person, by hearing the Kilalot, he already did Teshuvah, there's no need that Hashem is going to bring on him the Kilalot. That's what they did their job. The job of the Kilalot is to scare the person to make him do Teshuvah. So even before they came, if the person is going to hear the Kilalot and is going to be scared from it, then there's no need to bring the Kilalot. That's the whole purpose. We did our job. So that's the case. If the person is going to hear the Kilalot, is going to be scared. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Israel. He did a lot of abirot in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't destroy you, Chas v'Shalom. He's still hayim v'kayamim k'hayom ezeh sh'meir u'ma'afil. He's still alive here. So you don't have to worry. Why? Because since that you did Teshuvah. In the Teshuvah, you have three different ways how to be saved from the Kilalot, like we explained. And that's how we're going to end up, Ezra Hashem, with the Berech HaTam Sofer. He tells us here in Torah Moshe, he says that Am Israel, after they heard all these Kilalot, obviously they did Teshuvah Ala'a, and because of this, they were saved. خلاص, there is nothing to worry about them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu Kibyakol was telling Am Israel, he didn't do anything for you. Why? Because the Kilalot, even by hearing them, they did their job, you did Teshuvah. That's why when you do Teshuvah, you have three different ways. Number one, we said you have different combination, how to be saved from the Kilalot. Number two, we have the Zechut of Yaakov Abinu, Sekebecha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Number three, we have 26 times of Hashem's name. All these things are going to save us from the Kilalot. That's when you do Teshuvah. That's what it says in Torah Moshe and Kufla Medhe. Says le'obrecha b'rit Hashem Elokecha u'ba'alato, you don't have to worry about the Kilalot. Why? Because you're accepting upon yourself the b'rit and that the b'rit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Le'obrecha b'rit Hashem Elokecha u'ba'alato, you heard the Kilalot, you're accepting the b'rit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't have to worry. He says here, yesh nefaresh shemkom shebaalei teshuvah omdim, en tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod sham. like the Gemara said in Berachot. The Israel, hayu az, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Israel, they were קודם כניסתן לארץ בעלי תשובה מעגל ומהמרגלים. Obviously, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, עם ישראל, all of them did תשובה, the people who did עוון העגל, all of them they died. People who did עוון המרגלים, all of them they died. So who stayed alive? Only צדיקים. When they heard all this קללות, the קללות, they made effect on them, and they made them to תשובה. וגם באותו יום מת משה רבנו, מכפר עליהם. מיתת צדיקים מכפרת also. That means עם ישראל, at that time, they were at the highest level. They were all tzaddikim. They were all ba'alei teshuvah, did teshuvah and all the avonot. ולזה אמר, אתם נצבים היום כולכם לפני השם, למדרגה גדולה ביותר. וזה לעובריך ברית השם הולכיך ובעלתו, על ידי שהיו עוברים בברית ועשו תשובה. Because he did teshuvah, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving you in your avirot. You don't have to worry about all the kilalot. You don't have to worry about them. That's what we have here for us. Before Rosh Hashanah, every person should know that even if Chas v'Shalom does all these kilalot, he said, if you're keeping the mitzvot of the Torah, he said, you do teshuvah. Then you accept upon yourself, la'obrecha b'rit Hashem elkecha u'ba'alato. You accept upon yourself that you're starting now a new page. That's the whole din, Yom Rosh Hashanah. In Yom Rosh Hashanah, Chachamim said, we don't read in the Sefer Torah. Every holiday, we read in the Sefer Torah, what do we read? We read the Anyan of the Pesach, we read about Korban Pesach. Shavuot, we read about Matan Torah. By Rosh Hashanah, we don't read about anything. What do we read? Hashem Pakad Tzara. Why Hashem Pakad Tzara? Tell us something about Yom HaDin, about something. It doesn't say anything about Yom HaDin. It says Hashem Pakad Tzara. Why? Because whatever the person did, you have to do teshuvah. From now on, you start a new page. Same way by Sarah, she was akara, but he Sarah akara in Levalad, she has no chance to have a baby. Here by Rosh Hashanah, Hashem opened up a new page for her. Now she got pregnant in Rosh Hashanah, Hakim said. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said that Sarah Menu, Tabra by Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Pakad Tzara, it was also in Rosh Hashanah, they're opening up a new page. That's when a person does teshuvah, they're opening up a new page, La'obrecha b'rit Hashem elkecha u'ba'alato, you did teshuvah on the avirot that you did. And now you're accepting, you're opening up a new page, and to do all the mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't have to worry about all the kilalot. הרבה חסים לפני מקום ועדיין אתם קיימים. הקדוש ברוך הוא is with us, שיש פרוטקטינג עם ישראל, בעזר השם, also השם should help us, שדו תשובה שלמה בעזר השם יתברך, נזכה לכולנו שנכתב בספר החיים ושלום, שתהיה שנה טובה ומבורכת לכל עם ישראל, אמן ואמן. הרבה חנן המנחשי אומר לסגור